This is the Faith and Family column, Blessings Through Life's Seasons. It's written by Kimberly Noel Zeller of Cole Camp, Missouri, who's a pastor and a mother of two and a spouse of a pastor. With his small hand reaching out to be held and his blue eyes looking up, he asks, "I go with Mama. I'm standing at our front door, bag in hand, ready to leave. I can see his concern as his lip quivers and a tear forms. My two-year-old son, Isaac, doesn't hesitate to try to join me wherever I'm going. I haven't mentioned where I'm headed or what I'm going to do, only that I'm leaving. And in a few moments, he'll see only the closed door while I enjoy a few hours to myself. I look at him and look him in his eyes, and I'll say, 'I'll be back. I love you.' I have two children under the age of 5, and at this stage of parenting, there's so much to teach and model. Caring for others, saying please and thank you, picking up toys, expressing feelings, sharing and listening, and ultimately I hope that in all the ways I interact with my children, they know that they're loved and they are safe. My son wants to accompany me out the door because I've earned his trust, which will help us navigate holding on and letting go through the different seasons of our lives. With my children, this often looks like helping them climb at the playground and watching them stumble on their own, dropping them off at daycare and preschool and observing them as they learn healthy relationships with their friends. And this time of year, typically that means graduation season, but nothing is certain right now in the light of the coronavirus pandemic. As I write this, many schools are still suspended, and I can't help but imagine that milestone for my children. One day they'll begin to drive and discover new interests and relationships and discern plans for after high school. And when that time comes, I hope I'll remember the power of offering them my blessing wherever they go. Daily, we get opportunities to practice holding on and letting go. Sometimes it's for a few hours when we leave them with a sitter, and other times it's watching them walk out the door with friends. I anticipate a few more years of my son reaching out his hand and asking, 'I go with Mama.' Inevitably, though, I'll be reaching my hands to him. Together, we'll reach toward each other, trusting that God is with us, blessing us through life's seasons. Here are some suggested practices. Write a family blessing together that you can recite when you leave your home or embark in a big transition. It could be as simple as God loves you, or you might even write numerous blessings on slips of paper and display them in a prominent spot, such as a blessing wall or door. You can grab a Bible and together read about God's people beginning a new adventure. You can start with the book of Ruth, Esther, Exodus, or Acts, and talk about how God shows up, often in surprising ways, to bless God's people through times of change.